as though the intervening time had been spent in the veriest idleness, instead of in the fashion in which it actually had been spent. Old von Hohendorf greeted his erstwhile pupil cordially enough, but Haynes demanded, "Out with it! What did you do? How did you do it? What does all this confounded rigmarole mean? Tell us all about it, all you can, I mean," he added hastily. "There's no need for secrecy now, I don't think." And in flashing thoughts, the gray lensman went on to describe everything that had happened. "So you see," he concluded, "I don't really know anything. It's all surmise, suspicion, and deduction. Maybe nothing at all will happen, in which case these precautions, while they will have been wasted effort, will have done us no harm. In case something does happen, however, and something will, for all the tea in China, we'll be ready for it. But if what you are beginning to suspect is really true, it means that Bosconia is intergalactic in scope, wider spread even than the patrol." "Probably, but not necessarily. It may mean only that they have bases farther outside. And remember, I'm arguing on a mighty slim thread of evidence. That screen was hard and tight, and I couldn't touch the external beam, if there was one, at all. I just got part of a thought, here and there. However, the thought was that galaxy, not just galaxy, or this, or the galaxy. And why think that way if the guy was already in this galaxy? But nobody has ever..." "Skip it for now. The boys are ready for you. Take over. QX, first we'll go free again. Don't think much, if any, of the stuff that can come out here. But no use taking chances. Cut your screens. Now, all you Gamma Zeta men, throw out your fields, and if any of you get a puncture or even a flash, measure its position. You recording observers, step your scanners up to 50,000. QX?
QX!
The observers and recorders reported, almost as one, and the gray lensman sat down at a plate. His mind, free at last to make the investigation from which it had been so long and so sternly barred, flew down into and through the dome, to and into that cryptic globe so tantalizingly poised in the air of the center. The reaction was practically instantaneous, so rapid that any ordinary mind could have perceived nothing at all, so rapid that even Kinnison's consciousness recorded only a confusedly blurred impression. But he did see something. In that fleeting millionth of a second, he sensed a powerful, malignant mental force, a force backing multiplex scanners and subetherial stress fields interlocked in peculiarly unidentifiable patterns.